It would appear that
the butler did it. But this isn't a whodunit film. It's a Nissan sales event. Now that's a killer deal. Good thing this Rogue has a VC turbo engine, unlike RAV4.
Now get a low $299 per month lease on Rogue.
Catch these offers while you can.
Every snowflake is different. The same is true when it comes to winter tires. Here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we have tires that are better on snow and ice. While some have better traction in heavy snow and some last longer, not one tire does it all. But here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we find you the tires that best work for you and your winter driving. And even better than that, you'll love the price with all our tires at cost. Safety and savings here at the New Lloydminster Nissan with our winter tire sale. Go online at NissanLloydminster.com. Book in your winter tire install now. At the New Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car or tires. We'll help you buy one.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned, it's only going to get better.
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Welcome inside the new Lloydminster Nissan on this Tuesday morning. Things are supposed to warm up tomorrow, I believe, which would mean March is going to come in like a lamb. Does that beat it coming in like a lion? It seems like either way you have to face that lion at some point anyway. So maybe you just want to get it over with. But a little cooler today than I think we were expecting. As a lot of people, we get out of that deep freeze from the weekend and hope that it would be a nice little warm up. Well, last day of February here at the new Lloydminster Nissan, that means it's the final day for free gas for one full year with your new purchase here at the new Lloydminster Nissan. And we have a full lot right now and more vehicles arriving all the time. Would love to see you today inside the nice and warm new Lloydminster Nissan. Well, it has been a busy month of February. Kim Crockett is here with the B. Fisher Foundation. We're going to talk about their silent auction. But I was just telling Kim, every weekend there's been something going on at the WLS Convention Center. And last weekend, you were there for the Cutter Rally for Cancer, which was a great event. You know, these are such great people. The Cutter Rally for Cancer, it's almost like a fundraiser. You could call it Country Comes to Town.
Yeah, that's a good description.
You know, it's rural people, mostly, raising funds for cancer research and for making cancer more comfortable for those who are battling cancer. In fact, I would say that's their priority.
And some of them are coming from a long ways away to make that happen, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And there was so much. You had mentioned it was a fun fundraiser.
It was. Yeah. It was just a lot of fun. And, you know, just chatting with some of the people out on the course, you know, we chatted with one fellow. He came all the way from Dorrintosh just for this.
Wow.
And, you know, that just tells you how much they enjoyed coming to an activity like this.
And then at the supper, they did a thing called Pop One for Perry, where they pop balloons and each balloon had a note inside.
Yeah.
And one of those notes just said winner. And it was for an incredible fireplace that was built by Iron Goose Metalworks and donated by Northwell Rentals. And it was beautiful.
Never seen the likes of that before.
Just absolutely. Like if there was, like, and then I saw one lady, she had a bag of balloons. And I was like, oh, we haven't sold those balloons. She's like, no, I bought this bag.
I saw her.
Bought the whole bag.
She walked right past our table.
Yeah. Ended up not winning.
Yeah.
But good for her.
No, absolutely.
How many balloons in this bag? $10 a balloon, which was a deal too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, yeah, people wanted that fire pit. And then the winner, I can't remember her last name, Robin, now it escapes me, but Robin won the cutter and took the cutter.
Yes.
Which rarely happens where somebody says, I want the whole cutter, but she took the cutter. And it is a beautiful, beautiful cutter. And I'm sure she'll be using that next year.
Well, we got
the 20th annual.
We got a chance to see out on the track. There was a fellow that had won that cutter a number of years ago. He was using that at the cutter relay this time around as well.
Still in great shape.
Still in great shape. Looked, and it looked just like the one that was that got chosen as the winning prize on Saturday night.
Was that Sandy that you were with? Was there
The cutter that I was on?
Who were you on?
I was with his name is Dwight. He has a Do It Again Ranch.
Oh yeah. Okay. So they're big into the Cutter Rally and do a great job every year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was his partner was one of the organizers of it, Tammy. Absolutely. Yeah, they do a fantastic job. And they've got a really neat business going on out there with Do It Again Ranch. And so he was, they're both pretty committed into just making this a fun event. And like you just said, it was a fun fundraiser. And it was people like that just made sure that's the way it was.
Oh, such a, February's been just unbelievable for events. Like they've just been absolutely crazy. Well, I saw this on the Lloydminster Regional Health Foundation Facebook page, and I thought we would mention it because I just think it's fantastic, and it goes to summarize what makes our community so special. We have two credit unions here that do absolutely fantastic things. Synergy Credit Union is going to supply volunteers for the gift shop at the Lloydminster Hospital so that it can stay open late on Thursdays. It used to stay open late all the time, but they ran out of personnel and volunteers to do that. So Synergy stepping up to do that. You worked for a credit union. You worked for a service credit union for years, Kim.
Great.
Sometimes I just can't imagine what this community would look like without our credit unions.
Yeah, that's, you know what, it's almost like it's not a shock that they would do something like that. That's just how the two credit unions in this town operate.
Absolutely. I just saw it and thought, that's absolutely fantastic. Border City Collectors Show is back again this year, and it is filling up. I ran into Don Whiting the other day, and he was telling me that they've got more vendors than they can use to fill up the WLS Convention Center, so he's thinking it's going to maybe even spill over out into the hallway. But March 11th, WLS Stockade Convention Center runs from 9 to 6, and we're going to hear more about the items and what's going to be up for grabs at the Border City Collectors Show next Tuesday, and Don Whiting, Brad Bogutski are going to be here. Now, I'm not going to be here, but Maria Kokonis from Spiro's is going to be filling in, so that should be an interesting show next Tuesday. And if you want more information, immediately go to bordercitycollectors.com. Mount Joy Snow Resort is having a special event this Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th. They're holding night skiing. Night skiing will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. It's the first ever time that they're actually authorized to sell beer. They have a liquor license for Mount Joy, so you can head out and enjoy one legally on the hill. And Spiro's will be delivering hot pizza to the hill as well. Season passes are welcome, but the number of tickets to sell is limited, so get those immediately. They are available at Mount Joy resort.com, and once again that's next Friday and Saturday. There's another Chase the Ace draw at the Lloydminster Exhibition tomorrow night. The jackpot is expected to reach $88,000, and there are 38 cards remaining in the deck. You can get tickets or more information at LloydX.com, but $88,000 go a long, long way, and you can watch the draw on the LloydX Facebook page tomorrow night, 7:30. Kid Scotty Sports and Event Center has launched a new fundraiser called the Clunker Dunker. The plan in Kid Scotty is to build a new curling, golf, 4-H, and ball diamond facility. And they are fundraising through this latest initiative called the Clunker Dunker, and you can check it out at clunkerdunker.com, and you can buy intervals of 10 minutes where you think that the van that they've taken the engine out of and drained all of the oil out of and all the gas and all that stuff is going to fall into the slough right outside of Kid Scotty there. And 10-minute intervals, and with a little colder weather expected for March and extended spring, you can always, if you go past your date, buy again in 10-minute intervals. And they've rigged up this technology. Technology is a wonderful thing. And it will, when it falls through the ice and hits the water, it will send an alert to Dustin Newman's phone. Bang. Who's got the closest due time, or maybe even the time right on the money? And I think they're up to $820 already, maybe even closing in on $1,000 already. But you want to do that before it starts to warm up. You want to have a shot to win some cash there. The 2023 Regimental Ball is being hosted at the Lloydminster Interval Home Society and the Lloydminster RCMP on Saturday in the WLS Stockade Convention Center. Cocktails at 5, dinners at 6 with entertainment by the Chevelles. And Brad Moland was telling us with the RCMP, they have another band that's going to be performing and quite a bit of entertainment coming in.
It's going to be on Saturday, March 4th, 5 p.m. At the Lloyd X. We're going to have a special performance by the RCMP Regimental Pipes and Drums of Alberta. So they're very popular to attend these types of events. If you like bagpipes and that type of music, definitely it's impressive to see the band do their numbers and do some of the more ceremonial stuff that comes along with the traditional of the RCMP. So we're going to have that. Then once the party gets starting, I know Angela and her staff have lots of fun things planned as far as a silent and live auction, which you could probably speak to a little bit. We do have a performance by a band, the Chevelles. If I'm correct, they were the band that played mm-hmm. at the last Regimental Ball, and they've been requested to come back again, and a lot of people really, really enjoyed their music. So really looking forward to that.
So Brad was also telling us, and you see Angela Rooks-Trotsik there with the Interval Home Society as well, that the RCMP works with the Interval Home Society and they work hand in hand. So it was a very good fit to join forces for the 2023 Regimental Ball. And again, that is on this Saturday with cocktails at 5, dinner at 6. You want to get your tickets, you can do that online at lloydregball.ca. Motor City Rotary Club, PWM Steel present Irish Pub Night, a cabaret edition on Friday, March 17th, which of course is St. Patrick's Day. Garrett Gregory will be performing, and there's lots of fun stuff happening. We'll find out more on Thursday when Carla Furman joins us about the cabaret edition of Irish Pub Night. That's kind of changed from last year, I believe. And something that I want to ask is why it's a cabaret edition, because I'm going to be your MC for that along with Heather Clegg. So need to know ahead of time. What do you think? Cabaret edition?
Got me scratching my head what that's all about.
Like, how could St. Patrick's Day involve even more beer? I'm not sure. More green beer. I'm not sure, but maybe it can. Kim, have you tried the donuts at Sobeys yet?
Multiple times.
The Sobeys Lloydminster Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign wraps up this weekend already. It'll be 3 weeks this weekend already. And boy, they've had some incredible challenges. They're raising funds for Mother Teresa, ECEC, but also charities like Big Brothers Big Sisters, Lloyd Rescue Squad, Kids Sport. All of these charities that were picked by the children at Mother Teresa ECEC, and the donuts were designed by those students as well. So a lot of grandparents going in, but a lot of teams have been going in and purchasing donuts and then challenging other teams to do it. I'll tell you, with Lloydminster and District Co-op doing their Kindness Wins, mm-hmm. and we'll get to more on that in just a moment, but and Sobeys doing Sprinkle, there's a lot of kindness out there right now, a lot of funds being generated for different charities. And I think the one I forgot to mention was the Goat's Christmas Wish. The kids picked that one out as well. Another Stitchin' Bitch is on the way. So we go from Mother Teresa ECEC to, hey, we should get together, do some knitting, and bitch about things. Well, it's been done that way since World War II. So another Stitchin' Bitch is on the way on March 14th at Startup Lloydminster. Goes at 6 p.m. And they're hoping to do this on the second Tuesday of every month. And you can go and knit and crochet and... what's the other thing? Cross-stitch. You can cross-stitch if you like to do that as well. And then have a civilized conversation. Let's put it that way. It sounds like interesting, doesn't it, Kim?
They might need an MC for that one. You available that night too, Kurt?
Okay, I'll just throw something out there and we'll just start the conversation for Stitchin' Bitch. I'm just going to throw anything random out there. Healthcare.
Exactly.
China interfering in our elections. Just throw random things up there. And then people will forget they were supposed to be stitching.
They won't have to lock up that night because they'll still be there in the morning.
The annual Paradise Hill Snowmobile Rally is Saturday. The cost is $25 per person. Ghost riders are welcome. Departure is north of Smoke and Lenses from 9 to 2 p.m. And you can text Brett if you want more information, 306-344-7727. You can also visit ParadiseHillCommunityCenter.com and pre-purchase your 50-50 tickets. That is a huge snowmobile rally that they hold each year in Paradise Hill. The Play It Forward hockey game is back on April 21st. This is the 12-hour hockey game that raises funds for Border City Connects, and last year raised $63,000. And Glenn Fagnan with Border City Connects and Aaron Buckingham were here on Saturday, and they told us there's some major changes this year to the 12-hour Play It Forward hockey game.
It is April 21st this year. We're going to move it to the Service Sports Center this year. Wanted to have it there where we've got the OTS room booked above the ice surface for the entire day. So we're going to expand it a bit and have a beer gardens and a viewing area and that right upstairs. So you can have a brew and watch the game, and our guys will be coming up to get fed up there between the games and hanging out there. And so just continue to grow the game as much as we possibly can. Get it into the Civic Center in April is not a well-traveled area. So we want to try and get as much exposure around. And there's people coming and going from the Service Sports Center daily. And so, hey, what's going on over there? And it might actually help us to increase our donations as well this year. So the one difference this year versus when we came here last year to announce it is that I'm looking for players this year. There's a conflict with a group of players that can't make it to come this year. So there is an opportunity for people to come and play this year, where last year by this point we pretty much had the roster filled. So I'm looking for 9 or 10 more skaters this year. So there's an opportunity for you to be a part of it.
Once again, myself and Greg Buchanan will be broadcasting the 12-hour hockey game in its entirety. And speaking of hockey, tonight is Pink in the Rink for the Lloydminster Bobcats with free admission. When you wear pink in partnership with the Lloydminster District Co-op Kindness Wins campaign, the Bobcats host Fort McMurray tonight. The game starts at 7 o'clock. And while we're on the subject of Pink in the Rink, there is a new arena on the horizon, or at least some people hope there's a new arena on the horizon. Tomorrow, Mayor Gerald Albers is going to be here. He's going to join us, and we'll ask some questions, get some things cleared up when it comes to Lloydminster Place and where funding is going to come from, what the new arena is going to detail, and how you can get your voice heard as well. So that's tomorrow morning, and we'll be here at 10 a.m. And I want to point out, the mayor asked us to do this show. He said there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and I'm happy to do it. Would you be interested? And we said absolutely. And it might be a longer show, so we're starting at 10 a.m. Kim Crockett is here, and we're going to talk about B. Fisher Foundation and their next major fundraiser. They've got a couple coming up here that I've talked to Kim about, but we're going to talk about the online auction when we come back here to the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Wagner, General Manager of the new Lloydminster Nissan.
You're probably wondering, and some have asked, why is it still the new Lloydminster Nissan? Quite simply, we're excited to bring things forward that we consider new to a car dealership. We're proud to support the community through a one-of-a-kind live broadcast with Kurt Price that focuses on events, people, and issues that concern our community. We're proud to work with other businesses to promote local agriculture, our heavy oil industry, and entrepreneurs. We give back to the community through sponsorships, and our employees are encouraged to and excited to volunteer and help in the community. We're the proud new sponsors of the CPCA's Chuckwagon Finals and the CPCA Pro Tour. And of course, we're always excited for our lineup of new Nissan vehicles with great new features. And our new-to-you lineup is just as impressive. We're proud to be the new Lloydminster Nissan. We'll keep looking for new ways to help our customers in our community and very soon announce plans for our new location.
At the new Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car, we'll help you buy one.
How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more, made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with a Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
Well, welcome back inside the new Lloydminster Nissan. We've got Kim Crockett joining us from the B. Fisher Foundation, and we're going to get to the online auction here in just a moment. First, I want to let you know about Bev and her team. It's incredibly tough right now just to find the time to be able to find the right employees for your business. Well, that's exactly what Bev and her team at Jetstream Personnel Consulting do. They find the right candidate for your business so you don't waste your time with clutter. And they work locally to find specifically what you're looking for right here in Lloydminster and area. They'll even design your ad and There's no headhunting. And Jetstream knows your industry, whether it's the oil sector, automotive, education, healthcare, agriculture, or administration, they know it and they can help. Jetstream Personnel Consulting, 780-808-5736 or jetstreampersonnelconsulting.com. All right, Kim, let's get into it here. And we've been talking about all these fundraisers have been going on. And it kind of started off the year with B. Fisher's Gala. Like, you guys had that big gala.
That's right.
On New Year's Eve, of course.
Yeah.
And it has just, there's been stuff going on, it seems like, ever since. There's maybe two down weeks in January.
Yeah.
And then, bang, it's been one thing after another happening. And all these events have been well attended.
Yes.
Like, there's people wanting to go out. There's people wanting to do stuff. And it really kicked off with, I think, the gala.
Well, arguably, we were the first one because we started on the 31st, but we were still going on the morning of the 1st.
Yeah, yeah. It was the last, like, the, like you were saying the Cutter Rally was your first time inside the WLS Convention Center.
That's right.
Like, what did you think of the new redesign?
Man, I was blown away. They did a really good job, and we didn't even get to see all of it because, you know, they still have got the front entry.
Yes.
The main front entryway is still closed off, and, you know, I know what they're, you know, been told what they're doing for renovations in there, and that only makes it bigger and better as well. But inside the actual convention center, yeah, they did a fantastic job. The everything from the lighting, the flooring, just the whole atmosphere inside, the sound, you could even notice that was better as well. They've done just a fantastic job.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm usually on stage.
Right.
So I don't get, or I'm like right next to the stage, but I don't get to hear, you know, but you thought the sound was way better.
I heard that actually, and it wasn't just me, but there was others that I was chatting with, and that was something that a few of them had said. It's like it just sounded better in there as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, a really good job was done inside.
How did your guys' gala go? Were you guys pretty happy with it? I mean, $90,000.
Yeah.
Was that the goal, Kim?
We had the way that we looked at our goal on that one, Kurt, was more when we first started these galas back in 2019 and then, of course, took that big hiatus like every other nonprofit in the country did. We had a goal of trying to raise $250,000 through the course of three galas. That was our goal. And we had some projects in mind that we wanted to take care of. We know that the price tag on those projects sure hasn't gone down. It's only gone up. So, yes, we still say $250,000 is our goal. Arguably, though, we're going to probably need $300,000 or more to knock off those exact same projects that we were talking about 4 years ago. But we made right around $85,000 the first year and knocked off some of those projects. We made very close to $90,000 this year. And during the course of starting next month, we're going to start actually doing some work on getting ready to do some kitchen renovations. That was our goal all along with this gala, and we're going to start going after them.
Yeah, and it was very well attended.
Absolutely.
It was a great event.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. And, you know, that was something, you know, we were talking off air about just different flavors of each fundraiser that's going on. And there's so many going on right now, which is fantastic. There's no sense in us as B. Fisher getting upset that, oh, you know, we've got competition in the fundraiser industry. No, like, it's just good to see all of these really good nonprofits and local organizations getting a chance to get out there and connect with the people that really want to connect with them. And when you get that chance, you know, that's good for the entire town.
Mm-hmm. You'd mentioned, have I paid for a meal on a Saturday night? Not in a while.
and this is good.
Oh, and of course, when you go to the exhibition, the food is always absolutely fantastic. It's always a little bit different each time, too.
Yeah.
Or majorly different. Yep. It could be majorly different, too. But boy, I'll tell you, the last month has been a good month to be for nonprofits, and everything's been well attended. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, for you yourself, you've been like kind of chomping at the bit, wanting to go back to events? Because I feel like people are like, yeah, like there was a time when things kind of opened up and people were going, but they still seemed a little bit
hesitant. There's cautiousness.
Yeah. Like, I think about the Color Run. There seemed to be a little bit, even though it was in September.
Yeah, and outside. Things have been,
and outside for a little while, there still seemed to be a little bit of caution.
There was.
That seems to be gone now.
I get the same sense of that as well. The Cutter Rally that, you were emceeing with Heather, and I had a chance to participate in on the weekend. Yeah, it was just, there was no sense of what went on for the previous 2-3 years during the course of that, whether inside or outside. It was just kind of felt like, this is what it normal should look like.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get into your latest fundraiser. B. Fisher did this last year. I think last year was the first time.
Very first time, yeah.
Yeah, tell us what you guys are doing with your auction.
Yeah, so, you know, needless to say, you know, like a gala, there's always a need for us to be raising some funds. We provide support services to over 120 individuals here in the community. We operate 12 24-hour care homes. Those care homes, they're well loved, but that's also a nice way of saying they get used a lot and things need maintaining, maybe a little quicker than the homes that you and I live in, just because there's people coming and going in them all day long. Mm-hmm. And so that being the case, that's just our reality. And so, yeah, there's always some projects that we need to be working on. The gala is a really big way for us to, you know, that's our home run, trying to knock off, you know, some of the big projects with the funds we raise from that. But we still want to stay out there with things that are relevant and meaningful to the community of Lloydminster. And one of the other ways that we came up with last year for the first time was doing an online auction. And the response was absolutely fantastic. We had over 110 items on the auction last year, and we were a little uncertain. You're like, okay, we want to do it again this year, but you know, we are able to do the gala. How are we going to do with this? Well, we still have got 60 items on the auction this year, and just a fabulous range of items all over again, just like the very first one. And whether you're, you know, a business, a home, whether you like being outside, you got pets, you know, looking for something to dress up your home, it's like there is just something for virtually everybody in there. And so we just, so many thanks to so many businesses and individuals, and in a couple cases, even some other local organizations, they've come alongside and said, yeah, we've actually got something we could donate to your auction as well. And so that's kind of what's going on.
Okay, so yeah, last year a little bit easier because there's no major events going on, so right, you can ask somebody to donate an item. Mm-hmm. But 60 items is still pretty good. Where do you find the auction, Kim?
So, yeah, pretty simple. Go to bfisherauction.com. So a little bit different than our main website. If you went to our website, which is simply bfisher.com, you can still find your way through. But if you just want to go straight to the auction itself, just bfisherauction.com.
Can you give us some of the items that are on there off the top of your head?
I was a little nervous you're going to ask me that, and I didn't. Went and put my phone away.
I know a few things that I've been on. Like, there's an awesome Cub Cadet snowblower.
Yes. Novelin Brothers donated a brand new walk-behind snowblower, like really top-notch snowblower. I'm going to miss, obviously, some of the themes in there. Lots of dog care and pet care that we didn't have last year. It was interesting when we were kind of just doing a little bit of a post-auction chat amongst the board members and just saying, hey, what are the things that were good and what are the things you'd like to change? And that was one of the things that had come up, was, you know, something around the area of pets. Well, you know, pet care came out of the woodwork, and we've got a number of local businesses have said, yeah, we'll donate something for the auction. So lots of pet stuff. There's always going to be some home decor, a few salon type packages and personal care things. I mentioned this a while ago, and I think it's worth mentioning because it's so cool. So for the people going on, if they think it's just for themselves personally, there's things in here for businesses as well. Stingray has came out, and they have got a $5,000 value on a TV and radio marketing package for businesses to make use of. So that's airtime and production services, the whole thing. That's a great one to have, and that one's on the auction site as well. Man, what are some of the other ones? Topsoil, aged manure, garden blend, you know, things if you're getting a home up and running or you want to do some serious landscape changes to your home, you know, even things like that. And that's good for either a home or a business. And that's delivered right here in town thanks to Pioneer Landscaping.
Oh, awesome. How long does the auction go?
So the auction, we're just pretty much at the halfway point right now. On 8 o'clock this Saturday night, so March the 4th, that is when it all wraps up. So if you've got an eye on anything, you know, this is the time to start taking a look and seeing where the bidding is going. If you haven't, if you've just gone on and just taken a look, but you haven't done anything more, you do have to register to bid. Just like any other auction, you got to register. So get on there early. Make sure you're registered for the bidding, and then start keeping an eye on those items. Put some bids in, but she's all going to wrap up on Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
If you registered last year, Kim, does it Do you have to register this year?
It's good to go through the process just to make sure nothing has been missed and that you're still registered again.
Because when I was bidding, it was taking it.
Yeah.
So,
and I did the, and it's a great one because even, anybody, I've been on the site as well, bid on a few things as well. Because, some of that stuff interests me too.
There's some really good stuff.
There's some neat items on there. Just to be sure, make sure you log in. And if you had credentials from the past year, just check to make sure they're still valid again. Because the last thing you want is to assume that everything's working. And then 7:58 on Saturday night, there's something, you go to enter a bid and it's like, it didn't take.
Yeah. Bid before that.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
I guess you don't really know who you're bidding for, but assume it's your neighbor.
Well, you might as well assume that.
Nobody seems to have a problem bidding me up. So.
Never.
But that might have something to do with cheapness as well.
You know what? I just thought of one other thing too. For everybody, fresh baking.
Yes.
Who doesn't love fresh baking? And there is one of the coolest ones, I'm thinking, two of the ones that come to mind. There's a jar of crabapple jam on there, and I boasted this one up a while ago, and I'm paying the price for it because I got it last year. Well, I think the last number I saw, it's already up to $40. And I was like, oh, man, I don't think I'll be getting that easily this year. And then there's another one, fresh pie for months. So one fresh pie every week for an entire month. So four pies.
Who's donated that? Do you know?
Barb Russell.
Oh, awesome.
Is doing that one. So, again, there's a kitchen that knows what a good pie looks like.
Absolutely. Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So the auction, we're halfway through.
That's right.
8 p.m. You want to make sure that you're bidding it up.
That's right.
Last year, there was so much activity on this site. You guys actually had trouble getting it up and running.
We did.
Because it was so busy.
Yeah, and we might as well be honest to say that one. Last year, about two hours before the end of the auction, our site got overwhelmed with activity.
So don't take it easy here.
Well, we've taken care of that one this year. I have been assured we can handle exponentially more traffic this year. And so we really hope to test that. But yeah, we're feeling pretty good. Everything is working really good right now.
There's people who know technology a lot better than you and I working on hey?
Yeah. If I was in charge, it would have crashed last week.
Yeah. But what a testament to this community that you guys like that happens.
Like, of all the problems to have, that's among your better ones.
That's exactly.
That you're overwhelmed by too much kindness.
Okay. So Kim says that's taken care of.
It is.
But if you don't want to take any chances, go bid now.
Get in there now. Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you guys earmarked this money for anything in particular? Are you going to use this for kitchens as well? Or?
Well, what this will go on, like I said, we've got a whole list of projects and equipment that we would like to take care of the funding for over the next couple of years. And this is, if we have enough funding from the gala to take care of the kitchens, then this is simply going to start knocking off some of the next items on that list. But those are our priority ones for this year, is those four kitchens. We really want to get them taken care of this year.
Awesome. Anything I'm forgetting to mention about the online auction? Kim, I know you have a lot of people that donated stuff too.
Yeah.
Way too many to get through all of them. But
Yeah, you know what? I'm just not doing it justice to so many generous people and businesses. Best thing you can do is simply just go onto the auction. Like we said, bfisherauction.com. Take a look, not just at the items that you're bidding, but, Pay attention to who's actually making the donation as well. And some are familiar names to us, and some are people that, we didn't even realize we had a connection to, but they just said, I like what you guys are doing. Some homemade quilts were donated by one lady, and I didn't even know if there was a connection, but I knew some mutual friends, and I asked them, why would she be donating some really neat homemade quilts? And she just said, the friend just said, well, that's just what she's like. She just thinks that you're doing some pretty good stuff and she just wants to help out. And that's really why anybody might want to jump onto the auction, even as a bidder now, is just say, hey, I think B. Fisher's doing some good stuff. This is one way I can help. And I get something out of it too. I'm going to get something that I would actually like for my home or for my place. And I know where the proceeds are going. All the money is going to go back into taking care of individuals here in Lloydminster that, they've got developmental disabilities. The way that we look at it though is our mandate at B. Fisher's, we want to help these individuals live their best life possible. This is one way we can get the entire community to help us do that.
Yep. And you guys have been doing that for over 40 years.
Actually, over 50 years.
Over 50 years.
This is number
51. I thought it was 51,
this is year 51 for us in 2023.
Yeah, because last year was the big one.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you guys have, there's no thinking about it. You guys do a wonderful job.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. And I know you have another fundraiser coming up in the spring. We want to hold off on that and announce that at a later date.
Why would we hold off? We'll do it now and later.
Okay. All right. We'll do it now and later. Well, I like that idea. But you guys have something big coming back in the spring, too.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, you can look on the website. And, you know, there's some businesses that they just cannot do enough, not just for B. Fisher, but for so many organizations here in town. And I would say Wickham Landscaping is one of them.
Great people.
And so, yeah. Fantastic people. So we're going to be bringing back the Mother's Day fundraiser. And what this was simply last year is once we launch it onto our website, if you're thinking that, hey, mom's pretty special, we should probably do something for mom, and you want to buy something for her, just something for your home, Wickham Nurseryland has set aside a selection of plants, and you're going to be able to order them directly from Wickham, but through the B. Fisher website. And as they do with a number of other school groups and other organizations here in town, is a portion of the proceeds from all those sales is going to come back to, in this case, B. Fisher. And so here's one more opportunity. If you want to get something, you know, if you're going to buy some Mother's Day gifts or going to buy some, you know, whether it be tomatoes or something like that, anyhow, why not do it through B. Fisher? And you know that a portion of that's going to come back to B. Fisher, and you're going to get something you wanted to get anyhow.
Yep, you're going to plant flowers.
Exactly. So be looking for that early next month, and we'll be having some information popping up on our website. We'll get that communicated out, probably largely on social media. But that's a little bit different this time around, a little bit earlier of a cutoff deadline. It's early April this time around. And so we're going to be getting that up onto our website probably by about the 10th of March, somewhere in that sort of time frame. So there's about a three-week window we'll probably have to make those orders.
Oh, that is right away.
Yeah, it's okay. Happening pretty quick.
We might have to start making plans to go out and see Wendy at the greenhouse.
We did that last year. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoyed that. Yeah, she even had me planting some seeds.
Well, like, she attempted to get us to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We weren't very good students, were we?
Yeah, no, not. Well, one thing I remember is that she wasn't gentle.
No,
yeah, you know, like when we think about these little plants and stuff, we're like, oh, these teeny little, like, bang, bang, get it done. Like, what exactly are you doing? Just get it done.
It was a learning experience for us, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't realize that was coming up so quickly.
Yeah,
Kim.
Yeah, just a little bit quicker this year. And I think part of it is just, you know, you're just trying to work with the deadlines and the schedules that Wickham have as well. And
It's not because you're predicting an early spring.
Oh, boy, do I ever wish.
I don't know. It looks like things will be a little cool through March. But
I've got some kayaks sitting on the wall of my garage, and they're getting lonely for water. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I agree. Am I forgetting anything, Kim?
You know what? You gave me an opportunity to say what's going on in B. Fisher's world, and we always appreciate that, but we can't stop short there and just say there's a ton of nonprofits. We were talking about that, like we said, off air. Yep. Lots of stuff is going on right now with a lot of the nonprofits, and I think it's fantastic when the community rallies around them the way that they have been doing, like you say, coming out to events, people getting involved in leadership and organizational roles, and just coming as a participant. That all is really meaningful. And we can say that because, you know, we represent a nonprofit as well, and we know how much that means when people provide support to us. So from the bottom of our hearts, thanks so much to your listeners and anybody else that wants to get involved in these things. It makes a big difference.
Thank you, Kim.
You bet. Thanks so much, Kurt.
And we are looking forward to that. And, you'll have to send me some information on that, and I'll get Maria to pass that along, because Maria is going to be filling in next week. Maria
Kokonis,
yeah, from Spiro's. And I said to her, you can bring Eleni along with you if you want, but I know Eleni's just, her music has just taken off, so she's been super, super busy. But not that Maria isn't busy either. Maria's sitting there going, hey, thanks, Kurt. Like, I've got nothing better to do than to come in and host your show. But no, I appreciate her giving us some time. So yeah, you'll have to get that information to us. We'll get it out ASAP.
For sure. I appreciate that.
And we're back again tomorrow, 10 a.m., Mayor Gerald Albers will be here answering questions on and only about the new arena, Lloydminster Place. That's 10 a.m. tomorrow morning here at the new Lloydminster Nissan.